This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In Texas, oil companies are scrambling to find a home for the record amount of fossil fuel they're producing. The state's pipelines are running full, and there's a controversial rush to build new ones. But once the oil hits that Gulf Coast, it can overwhelm the docks that feed the tankers. From the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media, Travis Bubenik has the story.
Corpus Christi, Texas, is vying to be a global oil export hub. The federal government is sinking more than $90 million into widening and deepening the city's ship channel.
The Port of Corpus Christi is kind of a modern-day boomtown.
Josh Macklin's a local tugboat captain. Part of his job is guiding oil ships called very large crude carriers into a local dock. And yes, they're indeed very large.
You're staring at a wall when you're right next to them, and you look at the tugs and they look tiny next to the ship. And if you see these tugs in real life, they're massive.
With a deeper channel, those oil ships could carry even heavier loads. U.S. oil exports already top 3 million barrels a day, and that's set to grow thanks to new pipelines being built across Texas. Analyst Sandy Fielden with the firm Morningstar is tracking those projects.
It's not going to happen overnight, but if all of that pipeline capacity gets filled up, then you literally are going to get this tsunami of over 7 million barrels of crude a day showing up in the Gulf Coast region.
That's why oil exporters are competing to build new facilities to keep that from happening.
Just this past 6 months, we've seen go onto the drawing board at least 8 new projects to develop deep water facilities to load crude oil out in the Gulf of Mexico.
The consulting firm Stratus Advisors says oil export projects can cost more than $1 billion apiece to build. The firm's Greg Haas says planning for future exports is tricky. He says oil prices are volatile, making it hard to figure out when the economics of shipping crude overseas makes sense. And he says sending oil abroad is expensive.
You really have to cut costs in exporting and moving the product to market.
And if other major oil-producing countries increase their output, that could dampen the world's appetite for the Texas stuff. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.